Ben Luters. Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show.
Hello, Donovan. Great to be on the
Reflex. If you're going to run this show, you got to get closer to the microphone.
Okay. How's that? How do I sound?
I think that sounds a lot better.
Okay, awesome.
Now, to our listeners, we want to introduce you to me being Donovan Berry. Ben Luters will be taking over reins of the 36-point microphone and podcast for the next couple days at the How Interactive Design Conference in San Francisco, this being our day zero show, as it would be.
Yes, I'm very excited to be a part of this.
What is it that you're looking forward to doing for us?
To be honest, what I'm looking forward to the most at the How Interactive Design Conference and being in San Francisco is it turns out there's actually a Burger King within walking distance of the conference. So I'm really looking forward to getting in on
some of that action. Wait a minute. If you're going to San Francisco, when you travel, my kind of rule is you try to hit more like local joints
or
at least regional chains.
That I don't know if that's really good advice, Donovan. I can't really understand why that would be a positive thing.
I think if you're going to go out to the coast, you hit In-N-Out Burger over Burger King. You got a Burger King how close to your house here?
I guess it is within walking distance of my house. I don't know. Looking at the Google Maps, I think it was a lot closer than the one to my house, though, in its defense.
You have much, much to learn.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning much. I'm excited, in all honesty, I am excited about the content of this conference. Being a graphic designer that, you know, is traditionally afraid of the web and anything interactive in any sense of the word. I'm excited to branch out from, you know, just the logos and brochures and the print design, which I love and is very near and dear to me, but is also very familiar to me. So I'm looking forward to just being stretched a little bit and as far as what I'm used to, I guess.
And from what we've talked to David Sherwin about, who is on the committee to plan this whole thing, I think, of some sort with how the How Interactive Conference, this being the first one, I think it's going to be a smaller one. Probably,
right.
I never heard how many people are going to be there. I was guessing 300 just off the top of my head, but it could be 500. It could be 4,000.
It could be millions of people. You never know.
It'll be a big room if that's the case. But the idea is if you, as being a print designer that's trying to get into web, which
right.
you know a little bit because I've shown you a few things over the last few months.
You sure have, Donovan.
And the idea is that this was during the conference, it'll show you how to move more into the web. I'm not sure. Have you looked at, are they going to show you much coding parts, or are they just showing you kind of general overview of where to find information? What have you seen ahead of time? What do you expect from this conference?
It looks like it's going to start out very basic with kind of just general overviews, and then I think as the conference goes on, there will be some tricks and stuff that are shown, maybe some actual coding. To be honest, I'm not totally sure. Again, I'm very excited about the Burger King. I am also excited, hopefully, to talk to David Sherwin, or David Sherwin Williams, as we like to call him. He works at Frog Design, and I've always been interested in Frog Design, mainly because I've always had a fascination for frogs, the animal. So
you basically just you know nothing about his company other than
right.
that he's got a cool name.
He has a cool name. It's a name I actually wanted when I was a kid. Then I found it was taken, so I was actually pretty bitter at Mr. Sherwin Williams, but now I think we'll be able to work through our differences, hopefully in person.
Well, that would be great, especially if you get that on tape, maybe a little battle royale, a little fight club action. I don't know what the fight scene is down there. Maybe you guys can, bet Whoppers or whatever is going on down there.
That could definitely happen. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, what we are looking for, and Nate has made sure to make sure that I let you know this, is we're kind of looking – I mean, part of the reason we're sending you and why this is going to be a great fit is we want kind of the new-eyed designer. You haven't really done much web, so
no.
you'll cover this conference literally from what their goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully by the end of this, you'll be dropping like HTML5 terms that
right.
even we don't know.
Right. No, I mean, that's kind of the the hope would be that I probably don't even come back to your shop because here at 1119, because I'll probably be so big, I'll probably just stay in San Francisco, start my own firm, start with about 500 employees. That could very easily happen after this.
Just move straight over to Apple. I think they're close enough. You can probably catch a bus or a
train. How close is
Cupertino
to San Francisco?
It's all in that same Bay Area.
I hear that they're kind of out of a CEO right now. So.
Yeah, maybe you'll just take over. Maybe Tim Cook decides that he's not the right fit, and you will be after this conference.
There you go.
That's definitely going to happen. I see this very, very well.
We'll make it.
There's a lot of great shops out there. I don't know when you fly in, when you fly out, but any other thing in the San Francisco area you plan on catching?
I'd like to go down to the pier. Was it Pier 39? Is that what it's called?
I mean, there's a Pier 1 a few blocks from
pier
here.
Pier
1
does
know
not
that's
count as a real pier. I'm pretty sure of that. I've heard that this pier in San Francisco actually has sea lions, you know, like the seal animals, but are sea lions.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I think it's covered. In fact, my dad tells me that I actually saw that when I was a kid. It's been a long time. All I remember of San Francisco driving through it was Lombard Street, which is this very crooked street. And I don't know if I'll have a chance to see that this time, but we'll see.
Well, that sounds great. And I do want to also point out to our listeners over there, you're also covering this via some sort of blog of some sort. So you can go check out 36point.com,
right.
Review in written form if your audio form is terrible or is so good that it compels people to want to read more
right.
In written format.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to hopefully be blogging every day of the conference and before the conference as well, but also trying to get some good interviews on the podcast via 36point.
And this is a 2.5-day conference, is that right?
Yes, basically. And I get there the afternoon before, and then I leave a day later. So hopefully I'll have some time to, post something right before the conference and then right after kind of summarize things.
No, that's great. And I tell you what, the 2.5-day conference is fantastic. You can get in and out. You get a lot from it. It's a lot of fun. But you actually remembered getting there. You go about 5-6 days on one of these things,
man.
and you don't even, you're like, I don't remember how long I've been here. I think I've been here about a month.
Right.
But you also
forget to fly back. You just think you live there.
Yeah. You forget what day it is altogether.
It's like Rip Van Winkle.
If I didn't have a phone that said like Tuesday on it, I would have been. You'd be gone. It'd be.
I don't know if my current phone tells me what day it is. I'm not sure. I'm back to the flip phone. So.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
You're showing up at a design conference without an iPhone.
I'm hoping that David Sherwin will just give me an iPhone out of pity. That's kind of my hope.
It's best that that you just keep that phone hidden from view. Like, go find a closet or maybe a storage
right.
facility room to hide in while you're talking if you need to use it
if
at all.
If I need to, right, exactly.
But it's best we keep that under wraps.
Yeah, although I think having the old flip phone might actually be better for me at this conference than if I just brought my old Droid. I think that probably they'd understand that I just haven't upgraded yet to an iPhone. Droid's the wrong team, is what
no,
I
thought. No. There's really no there. You can say whatever you want. You show up at these things. If you don't have an iPhone, you keep it hidden. I mean, it's just what it is.
All right, I'll do that.
And for all of our listeners out there, if by chance you hear this before and you're going to the conference, Ben does have some promo items with him.
Yes.
Use the keyword, as all of you listeners know, just find him and say salty nuts.
Salty nuts.
Oh, yeah, that's the keyword.
Is that the key? Okay, I didn't even know the keyword.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even get my own promotional item at a conference.
You'll probably still get it just if you say hi, but it's better if you catch him in a elevator and corner him and say, hey, buddy, salty nuts. It's always better that way. All right. Well, Ben, we will be back. You'll be back. We'll probably tomorrow or the next day. I don't know when you're releasing this thing.
Either tomorrow or the next day.
Whenever you figure out this. You may have to go through a day of the conference to figure out enough how to upload this thing and how to work in WordPress. Maybe that's
right,
the thing.
Yeah. Donovan's still trying to get me up to speed with this thing called Facebook and the Twitters. I'm not sure.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ben Luders, Luederz is the Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Well, it's the @BenLuders.
Yeah.
And what's the hashtag on this conference? Do you know? You better look this one up.
Oh, man. I would like to just say
because it's not How Interactive Conference, because that's too long.
It might be. Maybe it's HIDS or something.
Look that up first.
That sounds like an STD or something. Yeah, that's probably not it. I'll look that up and get back to you.
It's #STDHow.
Right.
That's a whole different hashtag.
That's a different conference right there.
Okay, you can also follow us at 36point on Twitters, and we're Actually, we don't have a 36-point Facebook or nothing, but yeah, you can follow me and Nate individually and Ben individually and whatnot. So stay connected. We'll see you later.
All right.